You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in line with our discussions on education this week, Laura spoke with President of the New Zealand Educational Institute, Linda Stewart, on the future of education in New Zealand. So after a recent press release spoke about the rising costs of education for parents in New Zealand, Laura asked why there appeared to be such an increasing financial burden on parents.
So there's a number of reasons for that. And I think more and more we're finding that schools are asking or needing parents to provide digital devices to support with learning, and schools themselves haven't got the resourcing that they need to be able to actually provide everything that is needed within the school. So we've been signalling for quite some time that there are resourcing needs within our schools, and the digital area, the technology area is one of those particular areas that has come through. With that space in particular, you've got the ability or the need for children to be able to access the device beyond the hours of 9 to 3. So it's really, that will be a part of what's happening. You've also got uniform costs. So the costs for everything are rising, and those sorts of things impact on our parents, unfortunately.
Mm. And so why do you think it is that those costs are rising?
Well, I think, you know, just the general nature of the New Zealand economy at the moment, that we do have rising costs over things, and, you know, uniforms are one thing, activities, if children are going on activities is another thing, you know, digital devices, as I talked about, there's a number of things that the schools haven't got the funding to be able to provide themselves. So actually, you know, it's a pass-on cost to parents. In saying all of that, I think that schools are really conscious of that, and they think very, very carefully before they ask parents to contribute for items. I know I'm a principal of a school on leave from that school at the moment, but I know when we look at stationery costs, one of the things that we do is we really try and pare it back down to basically the bare minimum, because we know that it's a hard time of year for parents.
And so I wanted to talk about the integration of digital devices and technology in classrooms. How do you think that's changing the way we educate young New Zealanders?
I think what we do within our classrooms is to use the digital device as a tool. So it's about supporting the teaching and learning programs that are happening in the schools. It's not actually the learning itself. So where we've got digital devices, teachers use those to enable students to access information or to communicate with people who are not in the near vicinity, or to share their work that they've been working on. And so it's used as a tool to help teaching and learning. And I think that it's a very powerful tool, and it's a very useful tool. And we're in a day and age where actually we need our children to be really au fait with digital devices and their usage and their potential for harm as well as their potential for learning. And so that's where teachers are working at the moment. And I think we're in an exciting time around digital opportunities.
Mm. Do you find that the curriculums are having to change to suit the technological age? Like, is coding starting to be implemented more into curriculums?
Well, I think with coding, for example, I mean, that's just one thing that is useful for children to know about. But things are changing so rapidly that what we want our children to be able to do is to love learning, to inquire, to be curious, and to actually be those people who are absolutely finding the next way forward. So we can't say, okay, every child, coding is really important for every child to really know about, and that's the piece of learning that we need to do, and leave it at that. Yes, children should have an understanding around it, but actually we want them to use digital devices in a way that actually enables them to learn further and take learning further, not digital devices further, but their learning further. And I think there's a distinct difference around that. So our New Zealand curriculum really is rich. It gives huge opportunities. And that's really where we start. And that gives us the way forward around the particular curriculum areas that we are working with our children in. It's not the digital device leading the learning, it's the curriculum leading the learning, and the digital device being used in a way that actually supports that. So coding, whatever it happens to be, it's actually just a part of being able to access learning.
Mm. Do you think that the increase of digital device is taking some of the pressure off of teachers in the classroom, particularly with the shortage of teachers, particularly in Auckland?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, digital devices are not teachers, they're tools. In the same way as you would consider a book to be a tool for learning, then a digital device is a tool for learning. And I think our children need teachers as facilitators to work alongside them with their learning, to challenge them with their learning, to help them with their inquiries. So, no, I don't think that it's a replacement or it's necessary. It helps our children to take their learning further, but actually you're not replacing a teacher with a digital device. And I think that's a really important point to make.
And what I've noticed is recently in the news there's been talk of outdoor classrooms. What do you think that is for the future of New Zealand education?
Well, I think outdoor classrooms, using your environment is absolutely important for learning. So knowing about your environment, learning about your environment. I mean, it's wonderful for the science curriculum. It's wonderful for all parts of the curriculum. So it's just a part of, you know, taking learning and putting it in an authentic and genuine context and really giving great opportunities for new learning. And I think it's exciting.
Hmm. And just my last question, what do you think the current Labor government's effect on education has been so far?
Well, I think it's been great to see some of the initial moves that they've made around the removal of national standards, and they've signalled some great things to move forward. We've got some huge concerns in education at the moment. We've got some concerns around the ability to be able to attract and retain great teachers, and that's what teachers need. That's what children need, in our schools. So we need the ability to be able to get people into teaching and then keep them in teaching. And so we've got some concerns around that because people are saying, and quite rightly so, that they haven't got the time to do the teaching or the time to lead schools in the way that they really need to affect the quality learning environments for children, and that their workload is too big. We need to actually address those issues. We need to ensure that we're giving people time to do the work that they came into this to do. So that's really important. So we're really focusing on that. The Labor-led government have made some big promises, and they've made some promises around particularly in the early childhood area around 100% qualified teachers, reducing the teacher-to-child ratio and restoring funding levels. We're wanting to see those promises be delivered, and also with support staff around centralising funding. So they've made a good start, but there's a number of things that we need to see move forward in order for us to have the best education system that we possibly can. The other thing that's been signalled that I think is really important to note is the fact that the conversation around a 30-year vision in education in this country. We've had for far too long now a situation where education has been used as a political football, so we change policies from one government to another government. What we need in this country is a clear vision around education, the values of education, the principles that underpin our education system, and what we want to see happening for our children as our future leaders of society. So there's some big work ahead, a small start, I guess I'd have to say, big work ahead, and that's what we're looking forward to in order to have, one, our great teachers in front of children and working alongside children, and a really good environment for our early childhood education system, and the support that we need through support staff. Those are the key things, I think, at the moment. Is the real concern that's out there around people leaving the profession because, you know, it's really unsustainable. And so we need to be able to attract people into the profession, and there's a number of things that that need to be done for that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.